From your house to the White House, Cleveland's Morning News with Wills and Snyder on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Okay, Uber, a part of culture. Greg Stebbin writes on tech culture, men's health this morning. Hi, Greg, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
You're asking an interesting question, though, this morning. There are certain situations you have to have medical care and an ambulance. In other situations, maybe that level of care or expense you don't need, so Uber could get you to the hospital. Are we going to see that more in the future?
We're already seeing it. In fact, in some communities, they're seeing a drop in calls to ambulances. And this is actually, I'm responding to an article I saw at Slate.com called, "In 2018, Should We Take Ubers or Ambulances to the Hospital?" I think it's a really interesting question. And one of the first places I can tell you from experience you want to think about is cost. So, I don't know, have you ever been in an ambulance?
Recently, yeah. I've had an experience with an ambulance recently. I haven't seen the bill yet, so I can't wait.
I'm in a similar boat as you, but okay. I saw the bill.
Oh, okay.
And I almost needed an ambulance when I saw the bill.
Okay.
So this is a really important thing. I've learned a lot about ambulance bills. Ambulance rates are often set by the community or by the city or by the state or mm-hmm. the county. So I had an ambulance bill where I went a mile, and it was about $5,000.
I get you there for four.
I didn't want to go in an ambulance. They made me go in an ambulance.
Wow.
I knew I was sick.
Right.
I wanted to just sit where I happened to be in an airport.
Okay.
But an Uber would have cost about $20. So it's good when people stop using ambulances unnecessarily. And by the way, it's estimated in some communities about 24% of ambulance calls really are not medically necessary.
Okay.
You may think you need one, but maybe you don't. And I think thinking about services like Uber gets us thinking in an emergency about something that might not only be, that could be hugely cost savings, offer a huge cost savings, keep that ambulance available for someone who really needs it, because that's a factor too, right?
Right.
And also not give you a terrible situation when you actually get the bill. There are times when you don't want to take an Uber and you do want to take an ambulance. In the case of something like a heart attack, clearly your Uber driver is not going to strap you to a gurney and be doing life-saving measures and drive you to the hospital at the same time. Or if you're bleeding or there are other, you know, if you're sneezing, you're, you know, if there are bodily fluids coming out of you that you should not share with the driver or mess up his or her car with, another reason not to take an Uber. But in many cases, maybe you should.
Greg Stebbin with me for another minute or so. Okay, now, look, Mr. Obvious is in the equation. I mean, you know, Greg and I are saying, look, common sense in some situations, you have to have an ambulance, obviously, but I don't want, you know, people complain, hey, these people on the radio say, no. There are some cases, you're right, in the case of cost, in the situation, no, don't worry, I could Uber there. But I'm just curious, Uber and Lyft, what are they saying about getting in this part of transportation?
They say take an ambulance.
Okay. They don't want the liability, yeah.
Well, I mean, really, if you think about it, and there's, you know, one of the things to think about in this situation, and let's hope none of us are ever in this situation.
Absolutely.
The Uber might get to you faster. It might be around the corner.
Right.
But the estimate is someone did a huge study, and on average, ambulances get to the caller within 7 minutes. But if an Uber's 2 minutes away, you saved 5 minutes there, up to 5 minutes. But you know what? Another thing to think about in the case of an actual emergency is the Uber cannot turn on a siren and clear out traffic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is not an argument for taking Uber over an ambulance.
Right.
It's an argument for thinking about it in advance so that if there's a situation where you think you might need an ambulance, you might think to yourself, maybe there's a better alternative.
Right, but you're thankful if you're in need that the ambulance is there. By the way, the $5,000 for the mile, did you at least get a T-shirt or anything out of that?
Nah.
No.
No T-shirt, nothing but a memory.
I'm glad you're healthy and safe and here now. Greg Stebbin, follow him on Twitter, @GregStebbin. Always good stuff in his world. Thanks, pal. Have a great day.